It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, this weekend's show is going to focus on the Blue Zones project in Tuolumne County. We're going to find out what it all is on this weekend's program. We're pleased to be joined in the studio by the new executive director for the local Blue Zones project, Tyler Somerset. Tyler, thank you for coming in today.
Good morning, BJ. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you in studio. So first big question, what exactly is Blue Zones?
Yeah, you may be hearing about the Blue Zones project, and if you haven't, we'd love to get you all informed now. Blue Zones kind of is two things. The Blue Zones research is based on some work that was done by Dan Buettner about 20 years ago, establishing the Blue Zones, which were five areas on the globe where there was statistically significant longevity, meaning people living to be 100 years old. And those areas were circled on a map with a blue pin, birthing the term Blue Zones. And then separately, after that, he started a business, basically model, which was called the Blue Zones Project, which then was a community-driven health and wellness project brought to communities, basically to improve overall health and wellness.
You know, were there some kind of common attributes that were noted in these Blue Zones?
There were. I think as you look at the research done by Mr. Buettner, it was really fascinating because he was working with National Geographic, and this was, you know, a heavily scientifically researched project, kind of combing the globe for these zones where you have centenarians who were, you know, many times more likely to reach the age of 100 than we are here in America and in other places in the world. And he found five, and one of those five was right here in California, in Southern California, in Loma Linda. So the project itself has, some roots that are local for our community in the sense that, you know, one of the five Blue Zones is right here in California.
So is it kind of a mix of things that you eat or exercise, or what are kind of some of the findings?
Yeah, thank you. So I think you had tried to ask me that earlier, and I think what Mr. Buettner found was, you know, across these five communities, there were some similarities in the way they live their lives. And these became kind of the nine core principles for the founding of the Blue Zones Project. These similarities, I think, is what led to folks being in these communities, these Blue Zones, three times more likely to live to 100. And they also live 12 years longer on average. And the important thing is that they're kind of 12 good years. But let's talk a little bit about what some of those key Power Nine are. They are the kinds of things that seem like no-brainers that I think everybody in our community certainly can relate to and appreciate. And so we'll talk about those here real quickly. The first is to just move naturally. Every day, movement being part of your day doesn't necessarily mean going to the gym and pumping iron or doing CrossFit, but certainly could scratch the move naturally itch there. Having the right outlook, which, is comprised of having a sense of purpose, enjoying what you do in life, combined with the ability to downshift, to, kind of unplug and, just appreciate the birds and the flowers around you, if you will. Additionally, there are a few based on what you eat, and that is, basically a being conscientious about not only what you eat, but how much you eat. And then finally, and I think most importantly, all the others are built on this, is connecting. Connecting with your family, connecting with your friends, and connecting with those that you're regularly around.
So the goal of living physically to 100 years old, I assume it's to be mentally in a good place at 100 years old as well.
Exactly. I think what Mr. Buettner noted in his research was not just that these folks were, living to be 100, but at 100, you know, they were still living a good life. They were still active. They still did the things that they enjoy. Just recently, what did I see? There was an article in the paper about a woman on the East Coast who grew up the daughter of a fisherman, and she just celebrated her 103rd birthday, and she was out on the crabbing boat and pulling up lobster. And I think that is, kind of the vision of, the blue zones, that not only that we live a kind of a long, fulfilling life, but we do it in a manner that is rewarding and continues to include all the things we've enjoyed doing up to that point.
We're giving kind of an overview of Blue Zones. I remember when this was first kind of announced in the community several months ago. I know Adventist Health Sonora made an announcement about it. What is kind of the connection with Adventist Health and the partnership?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think Blue Zones, the project, was founded back in 2009 in Albert Lea, Minnesota. That was the very first demonstration project where Mr. Buettner brought these core principles that we just talked about together to address kind of people and policy and places. And that, I think, became so successful, the Blue Zones business, that it caught the eye of Adventist Health. And, they have 21 hospitals in Northern California, and they saw the good work that was happening in communities around the United States, just like us. They actually purchased Blue Zones, the company, and now Blue Zones is a wholly owned subsidiary of Adventist Health.
So being a new thing in Tuolumne County, are you trying to get local groups to kind of buy into this idea and this concept?
So I think we are super pleased to be launching a Blue Zones project here in Sonora. I think it's going to be a great fit, mostly because many of the core principles which we just talked about are things that are already happening here. They're things that our citizens already believe in, already are trying to do. And so I think that this project will help support, sustain, encourage, and give hopefully some oomph to plug in people in locally to their neighbors, to their community members, to the organizations that are already operating here to kind of supercharge some of those efforts that are already ongoing.
Do you anticipate this to be a long-term effort in Tuolumne County?
I think the vision is that this is probably a 4 or 5 year project. And then beyond that, we may enter a second phase. But that brings up a good question, which is, where are we now? And, what is the next year or two look like for us? And I think, we have a local team of 5 folks who were all hired from within this community, folks just like me who were already living and working here in Tuolumne County, to actually lead and support this project. So this first 9 months or so through March, I think our team came on at the beginning of September, will be a foundation and planning phase that will, kind of incorporate a lot of community feedback and outreach, one-on-one meetings with key stakeholders in the community. And then that will create a blueprint or a kind of a master plan for the local team to work on for the next 4 or 5 years.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about the Blue Zones Tuolumne County Project on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined today by the executive director for the local Blue Zones effort, Tyler Somerset. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.